When we face storms, we don't surrender. We fight. And we fight, and we come back. And I know Hurricane Ida was just 3 years ago, and many of you feel like you're just getting settled and you don't want to have to go through that again. Hopefully, it won't be that bad. When it becomes Hurricane Francine, it is not expected to be another Ida, certainly not another Katrina. It's not a overly powerful storm, but every storm is dangerous. So we have to be prepared for it. The thing that I'm most concerned about, like many of you, is, you know, losing power, because apparently it's not going to be a devastating storm, which is good news. But boy, this thing all of a sudden popped up yesterday, and here we are dealing with it. I want to see if Courtney VIP is tuned in. She's quite often doing news, and we don't often get a chance to talk to her in the afternoon. Courtney, are you with us?
Hey there, Scoot.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well under the circumstances, but making it.
Yeah. Is a baby girl out of school?
Yes, they got out at 1 o'clock. We knew that last night, and she skipped to my loo the entire night because she knew she was getting out of school early.
You know, listen, I remember as a kid, hurricanes were fun because you don't understand the consequences of a hurricane. And I remember, you know, even as a preteen, I thought storms were kind of exciting because, again, we didn't have to deal with all that. I don't even remember really being without power. Of course, we didn't have as many things to plug in as kids have to plug in today.
Yeah, I remember a feeling of we can do this, you know, like family or friends would call from other parts of the country. Like, are y'all okay? We're like, yeah, we're eating.
No, we're doing terrible. Send us money.
Yeah. Right.
We're not doing
and
well.
I remember there were times when the eye would come over. Right.
Yeah.
And everything would kind of calm for a minute. We'd go outside and play in the stormwater.
Yes, I remember that, too.
But now, you know, with things, you know, things have changed. It's a little different. The rapid, quote unquote, intensification.
It's definitely different. The other day, I think it was yesterday. Sometimes it seems like it was a week ago, but it was just yesterday, was the anniversary of Hurricane Betsy, which I remember when I was a preteen, and we went downtown to stay at the Hotel Monteleone because we lived kind of close to the lake. And in those days, you were concerned that the lake might empty out into the streets and people evacuated. So we went downtown, and there were moments when it was really scary. And I saw looking out of the hotel room window, which had blown out. The wind had blown out, and the drapes were flying out in the air. And I remember seeing signs coming down on Canal Street, and it was scary. But you know, I don't remember having to live without AC or without electricity when we got home. I don't remember much about that, so it didn't have a big impact on me at that time.
Sure. There was, you know, fear mixed with excitement.
Yeah.
Nowadays, and maybe, you know, just in a post-Katrina world, fear takes over everything.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't, it wasn't the storm of Katrina. It was the failure of the levees after, which could actually be placed, a lot of blame placed on human-made error, which was very disconcerting that people would not pay attention to their job, and that ended up happening. So, I guess we're all a little cautious that everybody's done their job and that everything is going to work the way it's supposed to. But, you know, even though this is looking more serious for the New Orleans area, it still doesn't look like it's going to be any kind of a devastating storm. Still needs to be taken very seriously, but not a devastating storm.
Absolutely. And that's the most you can hope for, that we've learned lessons from what has already happened. Got a levee system that we believe in. And, you know, all we can do is go from there.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care. Does it look like people are getting out of work and heading home? Was traffic starting earlier when I was going?
Yes, it absolutely was. Okay. Even to go get baby girl from school. And I imagine because other schools were letting out as well, that traffic was starting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was coming in, about 12:15, I was coming in from West End. Traffic was normal. It really seemed like just a normal day. But walking into the building, I saw so many people walking out that I figured traffic was only going to build from that point.
Yeah, yeah, that you knew then.
Yeah.
All right. That this is too many people at this time of day.
Stay safe. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll check with you soon.
Absolutely.
All right, Courtney VIP in the traffic center this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. It's an unusual Tuesday afternoon because of all that is going on. A lot of people want to talk about the debate that is tonight. And I think it's because this storm is not seen as a devastating type storm. People are paying attention. But I think the other factor is that even in the face of a storm coming here, this says a lot about how invested America is in politics, how invested Americans are in, you know, my candidate better win. I mean, this is a strong mentality that is even superseding a hurricane heading in this direction. Tropical storm now, but soon to be a hurricane. And it's really kind of amazing. I thought all day today, all I'd be talking about was Francine. And that's not the case. You know, I brought up a couple of things about the debate tonight, and people are interested in talking about that. And coming up, I got to share this with you because it's sheer comedy. Donald Trump was asked the other day about the issue of child care. His answer is hysterical. Now, vote for Trump if you want to vote for Trump. But at least admit that this was a stupid answer. And don't do the whataboutism. What about what Kamala said? Look, she gives stupid answers too. But instead of deflecting, why don't you just accept that sometimes Trump says really stupid things? And I mentioned, you know, last hour, this just absurd thing that J.D. Vance is continuing to promote. And man, this is just the kind of thing that some people love to pick up on. J.D. Vance is spreading this story about how illegal immigrants from Haiti are kidnapping people's pets in Ohio, and they're eating them. And this is getting people all ramped up about illegal immigrants. I mean, my God, we should already be ramped up about illegal immigrants. We don't need a lie. This is a total lie. It's totally fabricated. There's no truth behind it. There's nothing there. And yet people are believing it. And this goes to show you how easy it is to brainwash people. It's amazing. I don't know that this debate is going to change anything. It could be very entertaining. So I will take a break from watching the weather. I'll be checking back with the weather, but I'll be watching as much of the debate as I can. We'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow. But honestly, tomorrow here on WWL, we're going to be focused on Francine, which is going to be hitting the coast tomorrow. And we're going to start to feel the effects in the New Orleans area tomorrow morning. And there's rain right now, really through much of the area. We've got some pretty steady rain in downtown New Orleans. You might be in some rain now. Really, the entire map is green. And I'm looking at live radar on Channel 4 right now. And the gold and the red, the heavier rain, is still just down around the coast. It looks like it's coming up the mouth of the Mississippi, but it's not to not quite to New Orleans yet. So really, throughout this area, there's rain. Many of you, Lafourche Parish, Terrebonne Parish, many of you down along the coast, you're preparing for for the storm, and you've got to prepare for the storm. I was out late yesterday. I was the storm happened so quickly. The threat of the storm happened so quickly yesterday that I didn't have a chance to do anything before the show, because I was working on the show. And then when I got off the air, I was out there doing some things. And I'll tell you a little secret, and maybe I shouldn't share this because now everybody's going to do it. But I went to get grocery items at Target, Veterans in Clearview, because they've got like grocery items there. And there were no lines. And while there were some people in the aisles, it was a little crowded. Self-checkout, there were many open registers, and there were no lines at the registers. So that was a great discovery yesterday in getting groceries. But I also stopped at Rouse's, where it was much more crowded. And I saw people that looked like they were hoarding things, but they may have been getting things for an entire family or for their neighborhood or for, loved ones. So, I didn't say anything, but, we see people who look like they're hoarding things. And, there's no reason to hoard stuff. This is not going to be that kind of storm. At least that's what they're telling us. And I think we have every reason to believe that. But, you know, you got to be prepared for it. So get what you need. And if you want to report on what you have seen in a parking lot of a store, at what you've seen in the grocery store, if you want to report on what you've seen in terms of people getting gas, and I did fill up, I had 3/4 of a tank, but decided to top it off last night. I went to kind of an out-of-the-way area in Lakeview. A lot of people don't know about it. There were people in line, but it wasn't really that bad. But there were some gas stations on Veterans Highway where they had a line, you know, down the down that lane. So if you want to join us with a report on any of that, or if you want to talk about the debate, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, Ian is working in the back on the logistics of us covering the storm with Diane Newman. WWL is your emergency management station, and we will always be with you before, during, and after every storm. And they are laying out plans for us to bring you the best coverage of this storm tomorrow. And so Coleman is our studio producer today. We're going to come back with some text messages with Coleman and also some of your phone calls. And I did mention earlier, if you missed it, I want to remind you that I called out Kamala Harris once again for being very liberal. And before she was even talked about as being the Democratic nominee, when she was running for president in 2019, I thought she was too liberal to be a presidential candidate. I mean, well, not to be a candidate. She was too liberal to be in the White House. And Aaron Burnett on CNN was shocked that Kamala Harris in 2019 supported taxpayer-funded gender transitions surgery, gender transition surgery for illegal immigrants. I mean, that is really progressive. In my opinion, too progressive to be president of the United States. So, yeah, I'm not afraid to call her out, contrary to what many people might believe. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. More coming up when we come back. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And a lot of people right now are thinking about this because it's time for them to pack up and get out. Yeah, so look, be smart. You know, if it's time to get out, just get out. Because when you realize it's too late to get out, it's too late for anybody to help you. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. You know, if you feel like you need it, seek shelter from the storm, especially for those of you in coastal Louisiana. If you're just in an area where it might be just really hard hit, if you're looking at the target area between Lafayette and New Orleans, and if you're in that area, especially down along the coast or near the coast, if you need to seek shelter from the storm, then do it. And follow what local officials are telling you about what you need when you get there. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We've got some texts coming up. Also, I want to share with you this word salad answer that Donald Trump gave. And look, if you want to vote for Trump, that's fine. But let's all have comic relief in some of the things that Trump says. You know, you can vote for him and you can hope that he is the next president of the United States. But if you're an American, please recognize just some of the lies, and Kamala Harris lies too. But Donald Trump gives us a special entertainment when it comes to certain things. And this particular answer, when it comes to prioritizing legislation to make child care more affordable, is really very comical. So I'm going to share that with you coming up. Let's go to a few calls first. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're on WWL. You have an update on the weather in Thibodaux?
Yeah. Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good, Hollywood.
Scoot, is raining pretty steady. I see some water accumulating in some spots. The traffic is still bad in Thibodaux. A lot of places are boring up, businesses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the gas stations, the lines are kind of bad. You just got to be patient, you know, like that.
Does it seem like everybody has a good attitude?
Yeah, just can't let a storm bother you. One ain't too bad. Yeah. I think some dry air will wrap around that storm and make it weaken before it gets to us.
You know, I hope so. Yeah, there was some dry air that affected it yesterday, and I think maybe even into last night. And it's recovering from the dry air and trying to organize into a stronger storm. And, you know, let's hope it's not as strong as they predict, but we need to be prepared for it.
Right. What kind of stuff do you hear for Thibodaux area? You hear anything?
No, I haven't. You're giving us a good report from there, but we haven't heard much from Thibodaux specifically. It's an area, that's one of those areas where people have to really be prepared, because Thibodaux is pretty close to the coast, and there's not going to be much diminishing of the storm from the time it hits the coast to the time that it gets to Thibodaux. But, you know, this is nothing unusual for Thibodaux. You guys know how to deal with it and how to handle it and how to recover from the storm.
Well, really, we should have got all our stuff for the hurricane about a month ago, so we shouldn't have to do it.
I know. Look, I went out. I've got some things, but I had to go out last night and get some things done. So even though I talk about this, I wasn't fully prepared. I'm just kind of like everybody else when it comes to that. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, Scoot.
Sure.
So this morning, going into work to Covington, I did notice a lot of cars on I-12 headed east and all that. That was one thing I picked up on this morning going in. And another thing I want to talk about is, I think as citizens down here in Louisiana or across the Gulf Coast, we got to have our own system with ourselves and our families, because we can't wait for the government or media to tell us, hey, it's time to go or whatnot. Because these storms, like we've seen the storm, it was out. I've been tracking it, and I'm not no weather guy. I've just been watching the news, tracking it since it was out in the Atlantic all the way to here. And I know it was hard for the media to say, get ready for it, because it could have just went and evaporated. So we had to take it on ourselves to be ready. And I want to bring up the fact that people who have flood insurance, wind insurance, home insurance, it almost feels like a lot of people have insurance right now, but that insurance ain't really to repair your house if it gets damaged. It's more to have insurance to keep your mortgage, because if your home gets damaged and you have to repair your house, your rates might go up or you might lose your insurance.
Yeah.
So some people, that's something you have to worry about. And another thing everyone's talking about, I mean, I know how important the presidential election is, but I want to bring people's mind back to Louisiana and getting rid of this quarter cent sales tax next year. That sales tax is what gives us a rainy day fund. So it helps Louisiana. We're a poor state. You know, we're sitting here saying we're going to get rid of this sales tax so we can get more business in here. Big business needs to understand this is a poor state. Why do you want to put it on the backs of the citizens for y'all to come in here with business? Why can't y'all come in here and help us bring the business in? We need to keep that sales tax, because that's what helps. I mean, it helps people as far as elderly and younger people with hospitals, because a lot of it is going to get tucked away from the medical systems around here.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
that's another thing. Project 2027 is what people need to be concerned about. We have Speaker Mike Johnson. We have Scalise. What have they been doing? Where's the money coming in from them? They got elected. We don't talk nothing about them. We give them a free pass while we're sitting up here beating on Kamala Harris. And we have people heading the Congress. They have the purse of America. What are they doing to help us down here? Those are the things we need to be more focused on. And Trump, and he's like, oh, have you ever seen my great thing of my web? How I do my hands crazy? And I twist the words so messed up that I got these people eating out of my hands? That's insane. I see people at the bar do crazy stuff like that when they're trying to explain crime. You know, it's just wild. We got to really dig in more and stop being so so vain or whatever. It's just there's more out there to be. You know what I'm saying, Scoot?
Yeah, wait, no, James, wait, hang on. Ian just came into to the studio here. Yeah, James, look, I appreciate what you're bringing up, and I think what I'm getting out of what you're saying is that there, you know, we pay attention to, like, the national politicians, and yet it's the local politicians, even though, like, Scalise and others are on a national level, those are the ones that have a bigger impact on our life. Well, Ian just came in. I think
it's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll talk later.
Okay, we'll talk later. Yeah, I thought Ian was going to give us an update on everything that's going on. All right, look, I'm going to run out of time here, so let's take this break. I want to share this little bit from Donald Trump, just because it's funny. And I think we need to keep comedy in politics. I mean, if we can make this funny, then it's going to be a lot easier to tolerate. If you're on hold, we'll try to get to as many calls as we can. Also, we'll get to more of your text coming up. All right. You know, one thing that we have realized with this storm is you can't always predict what's coming. You just have to be prepared. You know, and that's the way we are. I mean, look at what we've done. Look at what we've done at the last minute with very little warning. We woke up yesterday and found that a storm was heading in this direction that was going to become a hurricane. And look what we've done. So this is to our credit. And if you live here, and if you enjoy living here, there's no way to avoid what's about to happen. Because it just happens once in a while. And you just have to hope and pray that it's not as bad as it could be. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I want to remind you that as you're out shopping, right now I'm looking at radar, and they're getting heavier rain on Dauphin Island in Alabama than they are in New Orleans. The heavier rain is to the south and to the southeast of us. Right now, New Orleans and much of this area just covered in light rain. I'm Scoot on the air. In addition to this storm, there is a debate tonight, and a lot of people have been wanting to talk about that this afternoon, so we have been. I want to share with you this word salad answer from Donald Trump. This was at the Economic Club in New York, and he was asked about committing and prioritizing legislation to make child care affordable. Child care is a big problem for so many people. And they also asked what specific piece of legislation Trump would support. This was during a question and answer session. Here was Donald Trump's answer to prioritizing legislation to make child care affordable. Trump said, quote, "Well, I would do that. And we're sitting down. You know, I was somebody. We had Senator Marco Rubio and my daughter Ivanka was so impactful on that issue. It was a very important issue. But I think when you talk about that kind of numbers that I'm talking about, that because, look, child care is child care. There's something that we have to have in this country. Have to have it. But when you talk about those numbers compared to the kind of numbers that I'm talking about by taxing foreign nations at levels that they are not used to, but they get used to it very quickly, and that's going to stop them from doing business that's not going to stop them from doing business with us, but they'll have a substantial tax when they send their products into our country. Those numbers are so much bigger than any numbers that we're talking about, including child care, that it's going to take care. We're going to have I look forward to having no deficits within a fairly short period of time, coupled with the reductions that I told you about on waste and fraud, all of the other things that are going on in our country. That's not all of it, but that's the way it goes, and it goes on and on and on. So look, vote for Trump if you want to, but at least recognize that there are some really dumb things that he says. And there are those megaites who look at this and think it's brilliant, or they think I'm picking on Trump. I pick on Harris too. I mean, I try to be honest about these two, but you know, Trump just kind of sticks himself out there in so many different ways that we can't help but talk about it. And, you know, this show is an alternative to the traditional conservative shows. All right, let's go to Big Randy. Big Randy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
What's happening there, Scoot?
Hey, Big Randy.
How we doing, man?
Good.
Oh, yeah, we doing good right now. But once that debate come on, I don't know how we're going to be doing after that, Scoot.
Tell me where you are. What part of the state are you in?
Oh, right now I'm on 308, and that guy Hollywood, he wasn't too accurate when they was giving us some information. Well, it's raining washers and dryers right now, Scoot.
Really, really, really hard? Yeah, I'm looking at radar.
Yeah, the lines around the gas stations, they're as long as Airline Highway.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I see the heavier rain to the south of New Orleans, and I can see where you could be in that right now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Traffic is getting real thick. People's trying to get off right now from work, and you know, gather what they can gather right now. And the store shelves are looking like the end of the world. I can tell you that.
So, are you going to take time to watch the debate, knowing that the storm's not going to really hit until tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I'm an original Louisianan there, Scoot, and I'm going to be cross-eyed on this one tonight, an eye on the debate and an eye on the storm.
Me too.
You know, and like that debate, man, Scoot, it's all propaganda, bro. It's a setup. You know, it's all a setup for the 2030 agenda, man. The Great Reset, bro.
What do you think? All right, so tell me about that. I don't know about the 2030 reset.
Well, the 2030 reset, man, of course, you know, the higher uppers and, you know, not trying to, you know, fall into a conspiracy gap or anything, but they're all in it together, you know, with the depopulation they want to do. They want to go ahead on and run everything with robots. They want to get rid of the dollar. You know, the half of the Republicans and the Democrats, they're all in it, man. They're all in it.
Well, you know, there's been talk about, you know, getting rid of the dollar for a long time. That's not really new. And look, don't you think that technology just leads us in a direction to where, you know, robots are going to do things? I don't know that was a conspiracy.
The way how technology is going, like, hey, anything's possible right now, man. You know, you got Elon Musk trying to put electrical buttons in people's brains now, you know, and like, hey, this is the world we're living in now, Scoot.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Big Randy, you got to laugh about it. You got to be able to have fun. I appreciate the call. Stay safe in the storm. Let's go to Elwin downtown. Elwin, you're on WWL. Hello, Elwin.
Yes.
How are you?
Just a minute. Let me turn my radio down. Turn my radio down.
All right.
We'll give him a minute to turn his radio down. But I want to ask, like, who wouldn't want to be Inspector Gadget, have little gadgets coming out your homes? I would embrace that technology.
Well, some of that might be kind of cool. But, you know, I think this is a great topic for another show. But, you know, technology, you know, one invention leads us to another invention. And so if it gets to the point where robots can do things for us, then, you know, if you want to keep working, you don't do the job that the robot is going to take over. You do the job of working on the robot that's going to do the job.
All right, I think Elwin's ready.
Yeah, all right, let's go to Elwin. Elwin, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's been a long time, Scoot.
All right, I got to get to a break, so make it quick.
Look, check on Janice, because last night I got a strange phone call last night and I couldn't get to the phone. So when I was able to get up, I called her and the line been busy ever since last night. So something is funny about that, because she usually don't have a line busy.
You called Janice? You talked to Janice?
Yeah, I know her. I know her very well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've been knowing her.
All right. Well,
but there's nothing. It's nothing. You know, look, okay. It's nothing romantic going on.
No, you're just concerned about
friends.
Her.
Right. Okay. We've just been friends, and I tried to call her last night when I could get up, and the line's been busy. I called her this morning. The line is busy, and I called her a few minutes. The line is busy, so I don't know what is going on.
All right, I'll do what I can to check. Got to get to a break here. All right, listen, imagine this happening. On this day in 1988, Guns N' Roses was on tour as the opening act for Aerosmith. And Guns N' Roses suddenly had the number one song in America, Sweet Child of Mine. Man, can you imagine the ego battle there? Guns N' Roses is the opening act for Aerosmith, and Guns N' Roses has the number one song in the country. You may not know how much competition there is there between opening acts and the main act, but there's a lot of competition, and I'm sure egos are flying around on this day in 1988. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Coleman, Dan Barron, Market Manager, Chris Miller, Courtney P. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. Sports Talk is next. I'm Scoot. We'll be back with the Hurricanes hitting. Love you, New Orleans. Right now, I'm looking at radar, and they're getting heavier rain on Dauphin Island in Alabama than they are in New Orleans. The heavier rain is to the south and to the southeast of us. Right now, New Orleans and much of this area just covered in light rain. I'm Scoot on the air. In addition to this storm, there is a debate tonight, and a lot of people have been wanting to talk about that this afternoon, so we have been. I want to share with you this word salad answer from Donald Trump. This was at the Economic Club in New York, and he was asked about committing and prioritizing legislation to make child care affordable. Child care is a big problem for so many people. And they also asked what specific piece of legislation Trump would support. This was during a question and answer session. Here was Donald Trump's answer to prioritizing legislation to make child care affordable. Trump said, quote, "Well, I would do that. And we're sitting down, you know, I was somebody, we had Senator Marco Rubio and my daughter Ivanka was so impactful on that issue. It was a very important issue. But I think when you talk about that kind of numbers that I'm talking about, that because, look, child care is child care, there's something that we have to have in this country, have to have it. But when you talk about those numbers compared to the kind of numbers that I'm talking about by taxing foreign nations at levels that they are not used to, but they get used to it very quickly, and that's going to stop them from doing business that's not going to stop them from doing business with us, but they'll have a substantial tax when they send their products into our country. Those numbers are so much bigger than any numbers that we're talking about, including child care, that it's going to take care. We're going to have... I look forward to having no deficits within a fairly short period of time, coupled with the reductions that I told you about on waste and fraud, all of the other things that are going on in our country. That's not all of it, but that's the way it goes, and it goes on and on and on. So look, vote for Trump if you want to, but at least recognize that there are some really dumb things that he says. And there are those megaites who look at this and think it's brilliant, or they think I'm picking on Trump. I pick on Harris too. I mean, I try to be honest about these two, but you know, Trump just kind of sticks himself out there in so many different ways that we can't help but talk about it. And, you know, this show is an alternative to the traditional conservative shows. All right, let's go to Big Randy. Big Randy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
What's happening there, Scoot?
Hey, Big Randy.
How we doing, man?
Good.
Oh, yeah, we're doing good right now. But once that debate come on, I don't know how we're going to be doing after that, Scoot.
Tell me where you are. What part of the state are you in?
Oh, right now I'm on 308, and that guy Hollywood, he wasn't too accurate when they was giving us some information. Well, it's raining washers and dryers right now, Scoot.
Really, really, really hard? Yeah, I'm looking at radar.
Yeah, the lines around the gas stations. They're as long as Airline Highway.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I see the heavier rain to the south of New Orleans. And, yeah, I can see where you could be in that right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Traffic is getting real thick. People's trying to get off right now from work. And, you know, gather what they can gather right now. And the store shelves are looking like the end of the world, I can tell you that.
So are you going to take time to watch the debate, knowing that the storm's not going to really hit until tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I'm an original Louisianan there, Scoot, and I'm going to be cross-eyed on this one tonight, an eye on the debate and an eye on the storm.
Me too.
You know, and like that debate, man, Scoot, it's all propaganda, bro. It's a setup. You know, it's all a setup for the... for the 2030 agenda, man, the Great Reset, bro.
What do you think? All right, so tell me about that. I don't know about the 2030 reset.
Well, the 2030 reset, man. Of course, you know the higher uppers, and you know, not trying to, you know, fall into a conspiracy gap or anything, but they're all in it together. You know, with the depopulation, they want to do. They want to go in on and run everything with robots. They want to get rid of the dollar. You know, the half of the Republicans and the Democrats, they're all in it, man. They're all in it.
Well, you know, there's been talk about, you know, getting rid of the dollar for a long time. That's not really new. And look, don't you think that technology just leads us in a direction to where, you know, robots are going to do things? I don't know that was a conspiracy.
The way how technology is going, like, hey, anything's possible right now, man. You know, you got Elon Musk trying to put electrical buttons in people's brains now, you know, and like, hey, this is the world we're living in now, Scoot.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Big Randy, you got to laugh about it. You got to be able to have fun. I appreciate the call. Stay safe in the storm. Let's go to Elwin downtown. Elwin, you're on WWL. Hello, hello, Elwin.
Yes.
How are you?
Just a minute. Let me turn my radio down. Let me turn my radio down.
All right.
All right. We'll give him a minute to turn his radio down. But I want to ask, like, who wouldn't want to be Inspector Gadget, have little gadgets coming out your homes? I would embrace that technology.
Well, some of that might be kind of cool. But, you know, I think this is a great topic for another show. But, you know, technology, you know, one invention leads us to another invention. And so if it gets to the point where robots can do things for us, then, you know, if you want to keep working, you don't do the job that the robot is going to take over. You do the job of working on the robot that's going to do the job.
All right, I think Elwin's ready.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Elwin. Elwin, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's been a long time, Scoot.
All right. I got to get to a break. So make it quick.
Look, check on Janice, because last night I got a strange phone call last night and I couldn't get to the phone. So when I was able to get up, I called her and the line been busy ever since last night. So something is funny about that, because she usually don't have a line busy.
You called Janice? You talked to Janice?
Yeah, I know her. I know her very well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've been knowing her.
All right, well,
but it's nothing. You know, look, okay. It's nothing romantic going on.
No, you're just concerned about her.
Friends. Right. You just been friends, and I tried to call her last night when I could get up, and the line's been busy. I called her this morning, the line is busy, and I called her a few minutes, the line is busy. So I don't know what is going on.
All right, I'll do what I can to check. Got to get to a break here. All right, listen, imagine this happening. On this day in 1988, Guns N' Roses was on tour as the opening act for Aerosmith. And Guns N' Roses suddenly had the number one song in America, Sweet Child of Mine. Man, can you imagine the ego battle there? Guns N' Roses is the opening act for Aerosmith, and Guns N' Roses has the number one song in the country. You may not know how much competition there is there between opening acts and the main act, but there's a lot of competition, and I'm sure egos are flying around on this day in 1988. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Coleman, Dan Barron, Market Manager, Chris Miller, Courtney P. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. Sports Talk is next. I'm Scoot. We'll be back when the Hurricanes hitting. Love you, New Orleans.